All right, so with that,
over the weekend, some good news. Dempsey scored, had an assist in Fulham's 6-0 lashing of hometown QPR.
When I saw they won 6-0, I was checking the scorelines. I was like, give me a Dempsey hat trick. I was like, he at least had to score one goal if Fulham was scoring
and
six.
And he scored one goal. He also had an assist against Odense over the week in Europa League action. So Dempsey is having a Dempsey-esque season.
Dempsey's being Dempsey.
Deuce being Deuce.
Timmy Howard fell to Liverpool, but did have a penalty save.
Beautiful
penalty ridiculous save.
It was incredible.
It was well placed, and Timmy went far side and just said, nope, you're not scoring. Dirk Kuyt cannot score on Tim Howard. It's not going to happen ever. Kuyt can't beat Howard.
Unfortunately, there were a man down for most of the match.
Because of a ridiculous red card.
That tackle was
and
clean.
Eventually,
that was
and
clean.
Eventually, Liverpool prevailed, but still good performance.
Anyway, what else? What else we got?
Edson Buddle carrying in Gulstad. They lost 3-5, but he had two goals and an assist. So Buddle is once again carrying in Gulstad. Beasley scored for Pachuca, as mentioned. Bobby Wood scores for AC Munich, the reserve team, beating the Munich reserve team 2-0.
I like Bobby Wood quite a bit.
Bobby Wood looks nothing like Bobby Wood should look.
No, Bobby Wood should be a suburban white child.
Absolutely, and he's a half-Asian man.
And he's half Hawaiian, which freaks me out.
He's a tiny Brian Ching.
Except better. Well,
I hope not.
Brian Ching takes way too much heat. I will defend Brian Ching until I die. The biggest mistake besides the track meet in Costa Rica was Bob Riley excluding Ching from the World Cup roster.
Oh, he deserved to make it.
He really deserved it. He was the best option at the time, honestly. And we definitely missed his... Would you rather have Finley on the field versus Ching? Or would you rather have Buddle in the locker room versus Ching?
I think Ben would rather be up on top rather than have Finley or Ching play, personally.
No. I like Ching. I'd rather have Ching out there.
When it comes to on the field, is it Finley or Ching?
Ching.
In the locker room, is it Buddle or Ching? In the locker room,
Ching.
Buddle is a locker room cancer. That's been his MO the entire career.
Yeah. Very true. Okay, do we have anything else?
Jermaine Jones played again.
Hooray!
Got a good half hour against Hamburg, so Jermaine Jones should be in camp soon enough because he's German. speaking of Germans, Danny Williams played 69 minutes in Hoffenheim's draw with Bayern Munich. Speaking of Hoffenheim, Giao had a nice half for the reserve team over the weekend, so Giao will soon be getting called up. And
where's Charles Rengen at?
Not playing.
Nah.
Both Zach Whitbread and Frank Smick are injured.
Surprise.
In other news, the sun rose this morning. Off to the power rankings. Let's go.
Back to you.
Back to you, Jim.
All right, Rob, power rankings. What do you got?
Top five. Listen. Two Eastern Conference teams
in
here. I've got Kansas City at 5, Philadelphia at 4. Philadelphia was bound to start playing better after they went through that awful stretch, almost as bad as New York's. RSL are at 3. Tough 2-1 loss at LA with the own goal. Seattle 2, LA 1. Was there really a question about the last 2 and 3?
1 and 2 are unanimous for me. I don't think Ben will disagree with that.
No.
Galaxy 1, 2,
even,
and 2.
Even I won't disagree.
What's your 5, Benny?
Am I starting at 5 and going to 1?
5 down.
Got to build up the anticipation.
Right now at 5, I still have... I'm going to stick... with having the Union on there.
New England? Why are they in your top 5? Vancouver at 4?
Toronto at 2?
This is preposterous.
You are on acid.
No, I got the Union at 5, and then I'm going to go with RSL at 4 because they have just sucked. I mean, it's been bad. It's been 3 straight losses.
Didn't you have RSL off last week?
I...
You moved them up 2 spots.
He did have them off.
Shut the
This is lovely.
They lost 2-1 and 3-0 at home to the Fire, and you moved them up 2 spots.
I moved them up because last week I was out of my mind.
Actually, you were right last week, if you ask me.
Foreshadowing. All right, so we got that. I got Sporting Kansas City at 3. It's basically a hodgepodge from 3 on down, and then you have 2-1.
Yeah, you have the Galaxy and Seattle.
And that's
LA, Galaxy slight below, and then everyone in mediocrity, and then the really
shitty teams. There's a pile of just average. It's your typical MLS average, and then there's just poop.
And then there's Toronto, there's New England, Vancouver.
There's two hot chicks, a bunch of and then a couple of Rosie O'Donnell just
a big
fat flowing everywhere. just fupa.
Just crap everywhere.
Yeah, we're talking about you, Vancouver and New England.
You guys suck. Sorry.
San Jose.
Not like you're gonna listen.
Steve Nash, I love you, but your team sucks. Get out. Great state. Their stadium looks gorgeous now.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
All right, what do you have?
I have RSL at 6 because the
I believe that's a top 5.
I know. However, I need to bring.
Or do we have a tie at number 5?
I need to bring this up here. Last week, Ben mistakenly left RSL off the top 5, and then brought them back from the dead from some weird Dawn of the Dead moment.
But that's your second time calling him out in 3 minutes on that.
Well, he fucked up.
I fucked up.
RSL does not deserve to be a top 5 team anymore. They are 6. After Beckerman got sent off, the call from the announcer was, things have gotten bad to worse for Real Salt Lake, and that keeps getting worse every week.
Which announcer was that?
I don't remember.
Some mediocre MLS ref.
I'm just saying that he may not be the most credible source because he works for FSC.
Says the guy who just bumped up. We were also like 2 spots in the power rankings.
Shut up.
You shut up.
I believe it was 3. Okay.
Number 5, the Philly Union. Okay. It might not be pretty, but they dispatched DC and... They ran into a bug. Angel is on fire.
2 or 3 minutes away from winning at Chivas.
If Angel's on any other team, he's an MVP candidate because he is single-handedly carrying Chivas out of the shit pile.
Oh, hey, but MVPs don't get traded. Boom.
Like I said, hadn't gotten traded, but he did get traded. He's not in the
Say he's not.
Are his stats comparative to Dwayne De Rosario's?
No.
Dero's
numbers are huge.
Then he's not an MVP candidate.
Yeah, Dero's numbers are huge. However, candidates, Latu, why not give Sebi a shot at MVP?
Because I've been saying that. His start, he's judged on goals, which he wasn't getting at the beginning of the year. He was still playing pretty well.
All the goals he got at the start of the season were PKs.
I believe he had 1 goal up until about mid-July, which was a penalty. And then... But he was still playing well. He's got one of the best motors in the MLS. He just doesn't stop running.
I mean,
he gets assists. I believe he's up to 8 assists.
He's in that Oduro. Like, they could be MVP candidates, but they're not.
There's not a sexy
Correct me if I'm wrong.
MVP.
I believe he is at 10 goals, 8 assists this year, which is very good.
Does Houston regret trading away Oduro right now?
I don't know about that because it's just the way that he was utilized in Houston just wasn't.
He played 23 minutes there. They didn't use him at all.
They literally played him for 23
minutes, and then they traded away.
He was for a long time
this season. He had the miss of the century where he missed from a yard out. They cut him straight away and got Kalen Carr in return. Which, if you saw this weekend, the Chicago Houston match, Chicago had the match winner with Oduro or the game tire.
I guess you could say he was underutilized.
They gave up on him then. They said, no, he's gone. We're done.
Okay, so where are we at? Philadelphia was 5?
They're 5. So Latu might not be an MVP candidate, but he is definitely in the talk for Celebration of the Year with his little...
Levesque. I disagree. I thought that was...
Levesque wins for sure.
Yeah, Levesque absolutely wins.
We're talking about the scuba diving celebration?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I also enjoyed that.
Yeah. Number 4... Dallas is sinking real quick. They finally scored another goal.
Dallas is at 4?
They're at 4, but barely, because they're just sinking.
That's how crappy this league is right now.
They're the
Galaxy and Sounders are hauling ass, and the rest of this league is...
Dallas are the Columbus of the West right now. Columbus was right there at the top, and they shit the bed.
Yep.
Now Dallas, on the other side of the country, up there, shit the bed.
I didn't realize it, but the Crew a few weeks ago lost at home to Toronto. Toronto, 4-2.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the podcast.
You were there, right? Remember?
Number 3, Sporting...
Debatable. You guys invaded my apartment.
Number 3, Sporting KC. Jimmy Nielsen continues to have a great year in goal. And is there a better trio of Kamara, Bravo, and then Bunbury or Sapong?
Other than Keane, Donovan...
I mean, attack...
Whatever the Galaxy can throw out.
And whoever else they put out there.
For front line.
No. Straight up 3, the front? No.
I mean, unless you want a Keane, Donovan McGee front line, but I'll still take KC's.
KC's got a very, very solid front line. I like it quite a bit.
And again, Graham Zusi playing well. Kitzmeyer's playing well.
His hair's playing well.
Their hair's gorgeous. Kamara got great hair.
Thank God for that.
Bunbury's got the steps and the hair. They're all looking great. All
right, we're...
Number two, Seattle.
Upset.
But Keller's losing it. He's losing a step.
I'm surprised he hasn't lost it sooner.
He made a great save on Benny, but then when Caraglio scored, he swung and missed it at the corner.
Just flapped.
And they called it back because he was offside, which he wasn't.
That's why this is his last season.
LA Galaxy number one. And Chad Barrett scored a goal. Barrett scored, and Arduro is scoring. It's bizarre MLS. What is going on? Real quick, the Wisconsin soccer update. Jaden Merritt once again loses to another team. He had no fault in the goal because it was a ridiculous midfield mistake and a great goal from Kenny Cooper. Chuck Kozlowskis goes 90 in Helmond Sport's victory over Den Bosch, and I think they are in the top three in the Dutch second division, so we might see Vier Yank in the top division next year. Andrew Stadler, I have no fucking clue. Please find me any information on the Swedish fourth division, not in Swedish. You can't find it. There's nothing about the fourth division. So sorry, buddy. And Tim Ward still doesn't play soccer.
All right, let's go to the Yank goal of the month. And we
are this is a new segment that we are bringing in.
Yeah, this is a brand. Rob texted me today saying we should do a goal of the month, and I liked it.
Rob had a good idea,
but instead of that, we decided to make top three or five in some cases.
Yeah, because some people are just overachievers.
Sorry about it.
Well, I had four goals that really stood out. The Mike McGee second goal against Vancouver a few weeks ago, the header was just
gorgeous.
It wasn't anything special, but it was just a perfectly placed header.
Far post.
Vancouver.
Unstoppable. It was a great header. Three, Robbie Finley. Nice goal against our beloved Newcastle United.
Ben is now rocking back and forth, rubbing himself in pain.
Not only did Robbie Finley score Ben's arch enemy, but also we had it against his favorite club and mine. So double downside to that one. Number two, Beckerman's goal against the Union was very impressive.
Indeed.
And number one, Josie Altidore against Malmo. Just ridiculous.
What do you got, Benny?
Against Malmo? Was that? Yeah, okay. I was gonna say his goal against Medalist. I'm sorry, all of the Altidore goals recently have me all turned around.
Medalist was the two-touch where he just slid it under the keeper.
Which is a great touch.
Great touch, great positioning, great finish.
So because I refuse to acknowledge Robbie Finley's goal, I just out of spite, I'm going to go with the Beckerman goal that Rob talked about at number three, which was solid. Edu's goal, the nice strike he had against Dunfermline Athletic.
Great team, Rangers.
Yeah, my favorite team. No, that's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
Ryan, but he is nice... going to get a knife.
Yeah, Ryan moved to strike me.
Hopefully a butter knife.
And then, absolutely, Altidore's goal against Malmo was just ridiculous.
Yeah. My top five, Moe Dew versus Dunfermline on the 24th. Can't hit on that, even though I can. Number four, Robbie Finley against Newcastle.
Didn't happen, no
just
proof.
Just a one video?
No, I do not want a video. I'll get you video. No, I don't want a video.
We ended up winning, so it's okay.
Number three, the Kyle Beckerman goal, which I predicted. Nice curler, won the ball, and did well enough. Number two, Michael Farfán over the weekend had a ridiculous goal against Dallas, or against DC.
Happened in September, or no, it was September.
September 29th, because I told you my
that.
Facts.
Well, I told you that.
Farfán, yep, so why do you exclude it? Great run, phenomenal. The only thing that take away from that is the fact that Ethan White stepped back 40 yards and didn't cover him. Number one, Josie. I mean, yeah, it's unanimous.
Is there really anybody else?
No.
Okay, Yank of the Week.
Against Malmo.
Against Malmo.
Okay.
Yank of the Week.
Edson Buttle.
Edson Buttle.
Edson Buttle.
All right.
I mean, Edson Buttle. But also Dempsey's goal and assist in the route against QPR. Who would have thought we'd see Fulham scoring more than one goal in a game?
Or six in a month.
I didn't realize it was
That's
possible.
A good month for Fulham.
Although honorable mention, I'm going to say Oguchi Onyewu finally getting back on the field, on the club level, getting the national team call-up. playing, you know, consistent 90 minutes for Sporting.
It's more Yank of the Month than Yank of the Week. On the spot, Yank of the Month. Who's Yank of the Month right now?
Okuchan Yewu. Gosh, that's hard with Altidore, though, because Altidore's been scoring. Buttle's been scoring. There's a lot of... I'm going to go with Gooch just because I'm happy for him that he's finally getting back into it. He's playing for a very, very good club in Europe.
Springing this up on me.
Hate it when Ryan Ibb improvises.
What do you got?
I'm going to go with Carlos Bocanegra.
Not a bad choice.
That was as diplomatic of an answer as you're going to get out of Ryan.
Again, Edson Buttle, Yank of the Month. 5 goals in the month of September.
Like a boss.
Plus 3 assists, I think. So, Buttle, Yank of the Month.
All right, with that, that's all we have for this episode of Guilt by Association Football. And we will see you next week with some Honduras wrap-ups and some...
Getting Ecuador prepared reviews. For...
And I'll be wicked drugged up.
So it'll be awesome.
Do you want to drop our 23 for next week?
Should we... Okay, we should drop it because you might not understand it by the time Ryan actually gets around his. Next week, we're going to get 23 uncapped U.S. players. Which guys who have not been capped in any friendly, you know, any official caps who we think...
Our buddy Ryan Yeager's pointing to himself.
Say hi, Ryan.
Hello.
He could be left back.
Huh? Or left out.
I saw that. Either way, let's give him a run out.
Pretty well. Thank you for not listening as usual.
And we'll see you next week.